Normally, well, I didn't know Sadiq was going to be here. So normally we give you a lot of the news and we fail to give you some stuff. But this week, the news sucked.
And
Reno didn't do his country fried take this week. So I'm instead going to do an Oscified take of the week.
Oh, really?
But instead of talking about important current events, I'm going to talk about myself.
Nice. Okay, good. All right.
So here's a little something I failed to mention about myself.
All right. Here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention.
Notes. About himself.
Pew, 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 pew. I grew up hard of hearing. I was born deaf in my left ear. People always ask me, why don't you have a hearing aid in that ear? Well, because I'm deaf. Not hard of hearing. If someone told you they were blind, you wouldn't ask if they had tried glasses. But I digress.
Wow. You know, I feel retroactively stupid. That has never happened to me before my life.
So why are you wearing headphones with both ears?
Well, that's the way headphones are designed, Tom.
They make the one.
If you just have one ear, it falls off the other side.
No, they got the ones the NFL guys wear with just one ear, right?
Well, apparently we can't afford it in the budget, so we have two ears.
Okay, sorry.
Now, I can hear out of my right ear, but even then in noisy situations, all I hear are muffled sounds. So when I talk to people, I like them to be straight in front of me so I can put their lip movements and their sounds together. Then hopefully I can understand what is being said, though it fails a lot. And because of that, I'm afraid a lot of people I interact with think I'm dumb. Often I misunderstand what people are saying to me. Sometimes I answer questions people didn't even answer. Like, am I wired? No, I'm just excited for the weekend. Oh, wait, you said I'm fired.
Oh,
early weekend. Another thing, and I'm not sure if it's my bad hearing or stupidity or a combination of both, but I get words wrong, like a lot. Like, Tom, I always pronounce the side dish as cold slaw.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a slaw that's served cold.
Acceptable.
Then a few years back, my best friend informed me that it is coleslaw, C-O-L-E, not C-O-L-D, like I'd been foolishly ordering at Popeyes for the last 30 years. Come to find out, cole is just some weird translation from the Dutch word from the town where coleslaw was first invented. Oh. Another word I've been pronouncing until my mid-30s, bonfire. B-O-N-F-I-R-E.
Sure.
My entire life, I always heard the word as bondfire. B-O-N-D-F-I-R-E. And it made sense to me because it's a fire people bond around.
Oh, sure.
Like, when was the last time you had a bonfire by yourself? Never.
Never.
You may have had a little campfire that you sit around by yourself.
Yeah, that's
but a
true.
Raging bonfire? No. With a bonfire, there's always one or more dudes with you. That's how it got to be a bonfire in the first place. Because you're sitting around a campfire and one of your buddies is like, hey, man, throw another pallet on that son bitch. And your other buddy's like, hey, I got some used motor oil in the back of my truck. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I learned it was bonfire and not bondfire in the middle of breaking it off with some chick over text, which is a horrible time to find out, and an even worse way to break up with someone. Yeah. What happened was I'd taken her to this nice museum opening, then we went to a jazz club. Throughout the night, as most of the women I date do, she proceeded to get very hammered. And she got a bit too loud, too obnoxious, and overtly racist for my taste. Listen, I'm the obnoxious one in the relationship. There can't be two of us. So the next night, I'm texting her, and I told her I wasn't happy with how the night went. And I text her, you were behaving like we were at a bonfire with your friends. It was a gallery opening, not some hillbilly bonfire. Uh-huh. That's right. I doubled down on the bonfire with a D.
Yeah.
And she texted back, good, I'm glad we're through. I don't want to be with someone who thinks they've been sitting around bonfires their entire life. It's bonfire, not bonfire, you idiot. So I blocked her number, and then I called up my best friend. I'm like, hey, man, did you know it was bonfire and not bonfire? And he's like, yeah, you idiot. Why would it be bonfire? And I go, because it's a fire people bond around. And he goes, oh, well, guessing using that logic, I guess you order a lot of coleslaw with your barbecue. And I was like, how did you know? So the next time you find yourself talking to what you think is an idiot, remember the person may not be a total idiot. They just may be a little deaf and a little dumb. I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been the Hearing Disorder I Failed to Mention.
Failed to Mention News. Jeff Oskey.